Well, we're glad to see everyone tonight. Thank you for being here. And if you're visiting, we certainly appreciate your presence with us here this evening. In the movie City Slickers, Billy Crystal plays a confused, dissatisfied 30-something character with a vague sense that life is passing him by. And Jack Palance asks Crystal if he would like to know the secret of life. "It's this," Palance says, holding up a single finger. "The secret of life is your finger?" asks Crystal. "It's one thing," Palance replies. "The secret of life is pursuing one thing." "So what is the one thing?" And Jack Palance can't tell Billy Crystal. "You have to find it for yourself." Well, the one thing that I want us to focus on tonight is some of the blessings that come from being in God's Word. There's a story recorded in 2 Kings 22 about a king named Josiah. And I believe it illustrates what can happen when we are in God's Word. They find a copy of the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Now, what strikes me initially is that God's book was lost and then found where? In the very house of the Lord. It was read, then it was read to the king. And let me quickly pass on five reactions Josiah had to the law of the Lord. Number one, he understood the book. The king heard it and he understood it. Number two, he considered the book to be true. This book outlined how they were supposed to live. And Josiah looked at the way they were living and he looked at the book and he said, "We're not living the right way." Number three, he considered the book to be authoritative. And he was willing to set community standards by what this book said. Number four, he took it personally. He didn't send the book down to the local priest and say, "Well, see what you can do about this." And number five, he took action. He undertook a massive reform. He was going to try to change the nation in the name of God. And now, isn't that incredible that all of that took place because God's Word was read? Well, how important is God's Word? Matthew 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Isaiah 40 and verse 8, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." And Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Well, what does the Bible claim about itself? Well, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness." And then 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, "For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved, carried along by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God." And of course, we are encouraged to study the scripture. In John 5, verse 39, "You search the scriptures because you think in them that you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me." And then we remember the example of the Bereans in Acts 17, verse 11. "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." Let me suggest an acrostic from that word prophet, 6 steps to learning from the Bible. Because Paul there in 2 Timothy 3 said it is profitable for those things that he mentions there. So, number one, pray before reading the Bible. Ask God for wisdom to understand His Word. I believe it's appropriate for us to pray for an open mind and an open heart that will allow God to speak His Word to us. Number two, read regularly. Read daily. That's what a commitment is, to read the Bible consistently, regularly. And I think if we do that, it will certainly bring great profit to us. Number three, observe those things God's Word tells us to do. And then do what? do them. And then find those things God's Word tells us not to do and do not do them. And then incorporate the teachings to our lives. We are reading, of course, to be informed, but also we are reading to be transformed. Psalm 119, verse 11, "Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you." And then, as Josiah did there in the first example we gave, take action to make whatever necessary changes you need to make to be in the Word and for that Word to be in you. So pray, read, observe, find, incorporate, take action from what you read in the Word. Now, let's consider some blessings to those who do read. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near." So here in Revelation 1, verse 3, a blessing is pronounced on the one who reads the word, who heeds the word, who listens to what that word is saying to him or her. So what are some blessings? We could probably talk about a number of blessings, but let me suggest four blessings that come from our reading the word. Number one, it will help us to become better Christians. We will learn about sin. We will learn about things to avoid which can pull us down. We will hopefully learn patience instead of anger. We will learn about thinking of good things instead of dwelling on the negative things. We hopefully will learn love and compassion instead of harsh intolerance. We will discover intentions or instructions of how to treat our mate, our children, how to act on a job, how to help others, how to comfort those who are hurting. I think that all can happen if we are in the Word, that it will help us to become better Christians. We will learn how He is there to give us strength in our time of weakness, to give us faith when we doubt, to give us peace when we are perhaps in some kind of turmoil. A second blessing to those who read is that it will teach us about God. We learn about the Lord's mercy and love from the Psalms. A couple of our songs, I think, tonight came from the Psalms. And so we can learn about God's mercy and love from the Psalms. We learn about God's judgment and righteousness from the prophets. We're studying some of those early prophets here in our Sunday morning class. And so we do learn about God's judgment, but we also learn about God's righteousness from the prophets. We'll find out about God's willingness to give the ultimate sacrifice for us in the Gospels. We learn about God's anger against sin from the books of Moses. We learn about the beginning of the church from the book of Acts. We learn about the final victory of God's people in the book of Revelation. We will discover from our reading of Scripture that the one who is holding the world together still has time for our smallest problem. We will learn that the one who is moving nations still has time for our family. We will discover that the one who has the vast physical realm of the entire universe under his control and yet still has time for our physical problems. Reading the Bible will teach us about who God is, and it will teach us also who we are in relationship to Him. And I think that's one of the wonderful blessings that comes from being in the Word on a consistent basis, is that we learn so many things about our great God. A third blessing that comes from reading the Bible is that it will give us direction. As we read and study God's Word, we certainly find direction for our lives. One of the reasons I think that reading the Bible helps to give us direction to our lives is the change in our thinking that occurs as we read God's Word. Our priorities change. Our focus on what is truly important shifts. As our priorities are replaced by God's priorities, we certainly discover new directions that the Lord wants to take us. And so the more we learn about God and what He wants for us, the easier it becomes to discern God's direction in our lives. Now, this understanding only comes from time spent in His Word. And so this is, to me, God's ultimate GPS, His ultimate global positioning system, is being here in the Word. That provides direction for our lives. But I think a fourth blessing in reading the Word is that it will comfort us in our time of trouble. How many of us have gone through a dark time in our lives and then found comfort in God's Word? Over the years, we have faced sickness in our bodies, turmoil in our lives, confusion and concern over the future. And where did we find the comfort to carry on? Well, I want to believe that it came from God's Word. He has promised us peace, joy, and abundant life. And we learn about those things by spending time in His Word. Now, certainly we're going to have those difficult times, but the promise is that God can bring peace and abundance and joy even in those trying, challenging, difficult times that confront all of us. And so in some ways, the Bible is the book that reads us. And if we read it, it will become part of us. We will begin to take on the character of God. Eugene Peterson, he has what is called the Message Translation, which is a wonderful comparative translation to read at times. But he said, the truth of God's Word is so unique and so antithetical to everything else we hear today that to think we can know God without reading His Word is the biggest deception we will ever perpetuate on our lives. We cannot know God apart from His Word. Some blessings that come from being in the Word of God. It will help us become better Christians. It will teach us about God. It will give us direction. It will comfort us in times of trouble. Now, those are just four of the blessings that I think will come to us. And as Revelation 1 verse 3 told us, if we read and hear and heed what is written in this book. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. Yeah, blessed are those who read and those who listen and then those who do what? Who heed the things that are written. Those who are willing to go out there and take action. I'm thankful for God's Word. I'm thankful that God has revealed Himself to us in His Word. I'm thankful, of course, that God revealed Himself to us in a very personal way in the person of His Son. I'm thankful to Jesus Christ because He helps me to understand God so much better. But God has also revealed Himself to us in His Word. And I think spending time in that Word will help us to grow in our relationship with God. It will help us to grow in our relationships with one another. And so let me encourage all of us to continue reading and spending significant quality time in God's Word. Blessed are those who read, blessed are those who listen, and blessed are those who heed the things that are written in it. We're going to sing our song of encouragement. If there's anyone here tonight who is ready to respond to the gospel of Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, we're here to assist you with that. If anyone is here tonight who desires the prayers of the congregation, we're here to pray with you, to pray for you. And so if there's any way that we can help anyone, encourage someone, support someone, we would ask you to come right now as we stand together and sing our